Jesus compares the Christian life to a grape vine. This is a recurring image, not a new one, found in the Hebrew Scriptures and the Old Testament, where it describes God's people collectively as a community, as a vine, or as God's vineyard. God is the vine dresser, the farmer who wants this vine to be healthy, to grow, and to bear fruit. The vine is planted into the soil of the earth. It draws moisture and nutrients from the soil into its roots. The sap travels up the stem through the roots and branches, like trucks loaded up with produce down the highway. Sap travels down those main corridors through the stem, turns into the side streets of the branches, and takes them to market to bear fruit for the world. Jesus says that he is the vine. The vine is a solar-powered organism, a remarkable one designed to collect energy from the sun and nutrients from the soil, to put the two together to make sap that flows up the stem, somehow wonderfully, beautifully, and marvelously, and deliciously bears fruit. Jesus says that he is that organism. He has planted his roots into the soil of the earth, into our humanity in the incarnation. He is the light of the world that powers that plant. He's the lifeblood of the plant that gives life and strength to the branches, the stems, the leaves, and the fruit. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. We are members of Christ. We don't sustain ourselves, this image reminds us of. We don't feed ourselves. We don't live by ourselves. Our lives, our being, our nourishment, our livelihood, our strength are in the vine. Just as we are called to abide in him, he abides in us. That's why Jesus says the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. And even more pointedly, apart from me, you can do nothing. And so Jesus calls us to abide in him, to draw close to him, to be rooted in him, to let the sap fill our lives, our veins, be in relationship with him. This is an invitation for all of us to remain and cherish where God has planted us in our baptisms. It's a gracious call to find strength in our gospel daily, hourly, moment by moment, just as we pray in the Lord's Prayer to give us this day our daily bread. Jesus is pretty descriptive about what happens when we do not abide in him, when we cut ourselves off from the vine. The branches are only good for feeding the fire. As a caring teacher and as the shepherd of our souls, Jesus wants us to know what life is truly like without him. God, the vine grower, does not threaten us. He does not punish us when he prunes the vine. He disciplines the vine. He's making it healthy. He cuts things out of the vine and out of our lives that are not producing godly fruit. And he does that so that the sap might more efficiently be channeled to the healthy branches of our lives. The overall health of the vine is what God is concerned about here. He wants us to be healthy and whole. And we are when we draw together and when we abide in the vine. Where Jesus actively nurtures, cares, and prunes us as individuals and as a community, the vine and body of Christ. This is the call to abide or to remain or to keep in the vine. We're the ones that grow distant. We're the ones that drift away. You'll remember the text that the Ethiopian eunuch was reading from Isaiah 53. One of the texts in that reading is, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. We're the ones, sadly, that pull away from the vine, but we're only cheating ourselves from what God graciously wants to give us. When separation occurs from God and our lives in Christ, that is the very definition of death, separation from God, separation from our light and our life, from the vine. Pride will keep us from doing this. Pride will keep us from growing dependent on God, which is what he wants us to be, dependent on him and in the life of the community of the vine. Pride will keep us from being vulnerable, showing our weakness to him or to one another. We don't want to humble ourselves and admit that we need that life-giving sap of God's word and that rich heavenly food flowing into our being day by day. Jesus says these powerful words, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you." That's what I love about the scripture and about the epistle. And the first reading from Acts, Jesus tells us that grace is preceded by grace and then followed by grace. As our epistle says, we love because he first loved us. As you know, that's one of my favorite scriptures. A reminder that we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that flows from the mouth of God. Scripture is that nutritious sap that we need to continually flow into our arteries, our veins, our capillaries, throughout our whole being. To abide in Jesus means to plug ourselves into the life of worship, prayer, and the Word. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. The plant, the vine, was planted so that we would bear fruit. The sap of God's grace has flowed into our lives. The fruit that we bear is the very natural result of rooting ourselves in God's grace. The lifeblood of the plant is also the body and blood of Jesus himself. He gives himself for heavenly food, even at this altar, at the Lord's table. Here he calls out to you and me, take, eat, drink of it, all of you. Abide in me as I abide in you. My grace precedes grace. My grace follows my grace. I am the Word made flesh. I give my body and blood to abide in you. And so God, the vine grower, invites us to draw close, even as he has drawn close to us. We love because he first loved us. The sap of life flows from his pierced side into the cup of the New Testament of his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. His nutritious body is broken and given for you and for me to strengthen us and preserve us to everlasting life. Easter, triumph. Easter, joy. This alone can sin destroy. From sin's power, Lord, set us free. Newborn souls in you to be. Father, who the crown shall give, Savior, whose, by whose death we live. Spirit, guide through all our days. Three in one, your name we praise. Alleluia. Christ is risen.